You might have noticed these words buried in my last blog post. It isn't a sweet dissatisfaction I normally feel, but a deep tainted dye that spreads over me, based upon none other than that damned narrative that runs through my veins. You don't deserve to do well. You need to seek penance constantly for all your wrongdoings. I chose today to write 5 minutes more to continue to work with this not only deeply dyed, but also deeply rooted belief, actively poisoning my possibilities. This is an example of narrative I come face to face with, or fingers to keyboard and stream of consciousness writing, and then to my awareness that invited me to go deeper. The old narrative is, I don't deserve to do well. I need to seek penance constantly for all my wrongdoings. This goes in direct opposition to the views I espouse in relationship to other people. We are all humans. We all make mistakes, I say to others, a slight smile on my face, eyes looking into eyes with warmth and compassion. In my business, I value mistakes. I value the slightly awkward. I appreciate the path to better. The progress is the new perfection. And on and on and on and on. It is time to fully honor myself within that group of others, to make it myself and others on the list of who and what I value. The only penance I may have ever needed to pay, and I don't believe I did, when conscious and aware, has been paid for by the self-flagellation I've been doing by not using my gifts to the extent that I might. And that, beloveds, is worthy of forgiveness as I have shown and lived. Now, how to rid myself of the deep taint and dye that spreads over me? I love to dye paper to make mixed media art. It is extremely therapeutic for me to create colored paper and watch the dye merge and spread and play in ways unexpected across old book pages. To lighten the color of the dye, I simply add water, and then I add more paper to dye, and then I add more water, and then I make more paper, and I repeat, and I repeat, and I repeat. Showing up at the page and writing, exploring, allowing myself to feel the emotions I feel and poke about in what makes me uncomfortable in containers of time and energy, 5 minutes at a time. These are tools I will use. Writing, brain dump style in 5 minute chunks, art making, conscious, directed, and focused transformational conversations. All of these will diminish the heaviness that comes with a deeply tainted dye as I live this life and share these gifts as I was meant to do all along. Now it is time for you to let your narrative loose, to free yourself too. I'm here, ready to listen and share. With much love, Julie.